Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. This week, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by teacher Lori Fisher and technical editor Kira Pace. Here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David. Hello, 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 everybody. We hope you are having a lovely Super Bowl weekend, and we also hope you're not watching the Super Bowl because we want you to call in and participate in our hour-long fun fest here. Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so we're hoping, of course, for your participation out there. Sometimes we get to get a little light on the calls, at least for part of the hour because of Super Bowl, but it sounds pretty boring tonight, so...
Very low key. It was a low-scoring game when I walked in the studio, and now I'm on radio silence.
No chance for Tom Brady to cheat tonight?
Possibly. Always a chance.
Okay.
We can hope.
And anyway, so we're here waiting for your call. Those two numbers are area code 415, 841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll-free. Yes, we do have a toll-free number. That is 866-798-8255. 866-798-8255. The better-funded shows here only use the toll-free number, I understand.
Is that true?
I think your call only... Isn't that the only number they give, the toll-free number? Of course, they...
We'll upgrade soon.
Can you? All right. Well, we make you pay, but they don't. Anyway, so again, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, television, geography, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Kira is part of the et cetera. So,
I live in et cetera.
That's right. And anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. So our email address, which is mindsovermatter1, that is MINDSOVER. MATTER 1, that is the numeral 1, so that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. And if you'd like to hear this show live online, you can certainly do that by going to KALW's live feed at kalw.org. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast of the show because you enjoyed it so much, that will be available soon after our show tonight at kalw.org. If you wait another day, it might show up on iTunes, you never know. So that is us, and we're going to begin with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Remember, I'm asking you not to leave the whole show to Ede because he's the line is blinking now. And
That's all good.
Yeah. So we have a couple. We do have some lines open, so give us a call. And so here's the first intro. Kira Pace stuck her head out of her hidey hole. I'm not pursuing that anywhere, and did not see her shadow, which means football season should be ending basically now as we speak.
Okay. That's about right.
Fingers crossed. So, ready, set, 45 Omaha slant on three. Now that we have Lori Fisher's audible out of the way, we can get to the real game. Minds Over Matter is ready to play ball.
That was a great reading. Thank you for that. A little sports reference, but here's another. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
That's my name.
Wishes the Super Bowl was every Sunday for one reason only. No real freeway traffic getting here tonight.
I know. It was a pleasure to drive here tonight.
It was glorious.
Usually it's a nightmare, but tonight it was a pleasure.
See? So you like sports more than you
only
think.
Only for that one reason.
But it's a good reason.
It could be dog racing as long as it keeps people off the freeways.
Popular, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so all that being said, we're going to start with Kira Pace.
All right, so I've got a quick question for you. Lyudmila Pavlichenko, active from August 1941 to June 1942, remains one of history's most successful people to be employed in what occupation?
So not that it'll matter, but what's the name again?
Lyudmila Pavlichenko.
And just read the whole thing once more.
Sure. Make me say the name one more time. Lyudmila Pavelchenko, active from August 1941 to June 1942, remains one of history's most successful people to be employed in what occupation?
And she did it for a year?
Is that year and a couple of months. Yeah. Actually, no. Sorry, August to June. So is not it, even a year. 10 months.
Are people still doing this now?
Sure.
Is this espionage related?
Not quite, but it is, I will say that it is military.
So that's, she's Russian, and that's when the war, Russia was in World War II. Mm-hmm. So is this related to that?
Yes.
Okay.
Was she in the education or training part of the military?
She was not.
All right. Was she in the military?
Yes.
Okay.
Did she stop in 1942 because she died?
She did not die. In fact, she became a friend of Eleanor Roosevelt, who brought her to the U.S. for a tour, a speaking tour.
Partly based on her work? Was that the reason she was brought here and they were friends?
I think that's fair-ish. Fair.
Did she lead some sort of women's battalion?
No.
I got a chuckle. Did she do what would be traditionally man's work?
I think certainly in the United States, it would be considered man's work.
Was she a parachute jumper or something like that?
No, that's a little closer, though.
She was a fighter pilot?
No.
Bomber pilot?
No, but that's closer.
Did what she do kill and injure people?
Yes.
But not a bomber pilot, not
Mm-mm.
a paratrooper.
Mm-mm.
Did she handle a weapon?
Yes, she did.
In her hands, or was she a pushing buttons?
In her hands.
Was she a guerrilla leader of some kind?
Not quite, no.
Bazooka?
No, but you guys are basically there.
All right. Well, we'll see if anybody knows now that we've asked the 18 questions. okay. And Laura, you go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold off on my one tiny sports question for a few minutes. We'll get some...
A few years would be better.
It would be better. And I'm going to follow up on a question I asked before about this year's Oscar nominee. So Rami Malek is nominated for playing Freddie Mercury, and Christian Bale's nominated for playing Dick Cheney. Okay. Yeah, there's only been two other men who have won for playing a male singing performer, and two other men who have won for winning for an elected American office. So they would be the third in each category. So I'm looking for the two other males who have won for playing a popular male singer, kind of like Freddie Mercury, or not kind of like Freddie Mercury, but in that genre. And then it just so happens that, as far as I could see, only two actors have won for playing politicians, American elected politicians.
And it has to be best actor, not supporting, correct?
That is correct.
Well, what's his name for Wade Ray Charles?
Yeah,
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
That's one of them. Very good. Mm. Right. Give yourself a bell on that one.
Okay. So I don't think Joaquin Phoenix didn't win as Johnny Cash, just Reese Witherspoon as...
She won. Yeah. That was the question I asked before. Yeah, he did not.
And then the fellow won, Daniel Day-Lewis, won for playing Lincoln.
He did, in 2011. Yeah. So there's one of the elected officials and one of the performers, and I'm looking for one more in each category.
All right. Okay.
Both well-known, but less well-known than these two.
All right. I don't think I'm psychic, but I have a pretty good idea who's going to be our first call. So let's go on the line. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Zed. How are you?
Good.
So I really never want to be apocalyptic about anything, but I am really concerned that we have so many asteroids have become real close to Earth. I'm a physicist. I'm a scientist. It's real concern. It really is. It has nothing to do with... I mean, it's true. And we spend so much money, billions of dollars, fighting each other, where nobody at all paying attention to this thing. Near every week, we get one of this huge thing going about over 40,000 miles per hour, very close to Earth. And they come from far away, like they come from 100 million miles or 200 million miles or 500 million miles, and they pass Earth by thousands of miles or millions of miles. That is very close. So sorry about that. But let's talk some more about my own field, nuclear engineering. This and your subject as well. This whole set of movie, and I know Dana have the answer. Maybe he should not answer at the beginning. In this, I believe it's 1956 movie, John Wayne, Susan Hayward, and other 90 people died from cancer shortly after filming this movie. What's the name of the movie?
Is it? I can't remember now. Is it Treasure of the Sierra Madre? No. Which one is it?
Dana told me the answer a few years ago.
Yeah, but you didn't want me to say anything.
Okay, go ahead and say it.
All right. It's The Conqueror.
The Conqueror, right, right. Why was the case? Why was it?
Because
case?
They trucked in a lot of dirt from an area that had had atomic tests. Obviously, working around that dirt and the dust that was kicked up because of it.
Well, not only that, they actually shot the movie at a town, little town in Utah called St. George.
Some of it, but it was
only a very short distance.
They also brought a lot of it into
they
the
also,
set.
Yes, you're quite right. Quite right, Dana. They brought tons of rocks and dirt from that town, which was a big, big mistake.
Right.
St. George, Utah is only very few hundred miles from the Nevada atomic test site, where over 100 atomic bombs were tested.
Right, and so
ten were tested in the air.
So Dick Powell, the director, and John Wayne, and Agnes Moorehead, and Susan Hayward, and John Wayne—they all died of cancer.
They all died very shortly too.
John
Wayne died from stomach cancer. Susan Hayward died some kind of cancer. It is really sad. Very quick question, because we have all of these rains in the last few weeks. What is death cap?
Discap?
Death cap?
Death, K-A-P.
Oh, you mean the mushrooms?
A mushroom, exactly. Yeah. Right. So what is it?
It's a mushroom that's very poisonous, and it will destroy your liver if you eat it.
Okay, so it is also Amanita's phylloids. And the reason I say it is because a lot of our good friends who come from Southeast Asia, where they're used to picking up mushroom, they do sometimes get poisoned. And over the last several years, at least 10 or 20 people died in Northern California from eating that thing. It's extremely poisonous, and people have to have liver transfer to survive.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Ian. Always a good show. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Let me give you a couple questions here.
Real quick, can I just say Sean Penn and Milk?
That's correct.
Okay,
oh,
thanks.
Very good.
He's the other male elected American politician who won for best actor.
That's true. Could be a city supervisor. It could be something that lowly, I suppose.
Well, and I think he's completely legitimate. so he wasn't president. Anyway, so we're still looking for the other performer.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, in case you didn't know, this is the 150th anniversary of the periodic table. And
like, who doesn't know that?
1869.
Yeah, the celebration never stops.
Dmitri Mendeleev. Mendeleev. Thank you very much. Okay. Since this is the 150th anniversary of the periodic table, I have some questions I'm going to ask later on, but I'll ask this one right now. What is the only element not discovered on Earth? What is the only element that was not discovered on Earth?
Lunarium.
No.
Was it just not discovered here? It is on Earth, but
it is
noticed,
on Earth.
Yeah,
but
they just noticed it for the first time.
It was originally discovered in space.
Maybe helium?
That's correct. Very good.
Really good.
Yes, it was observed in while observing the sun. They discovered it. So very good. Okay.
Nice.
Moving on to a completely different subject. What famous movie character actress played Morticia's mother, Mrs. Frump, on the Addams Family TV series? What very famous movie character actress played Morticia's mother, Mrs. Frump, on the Addams Family TV series?
Well, the person who came to mind was Edie Adams, but she was not a famous character actress.
Somebody less glamorous.
Wasn't she on one of those shows? Or was she on the Addams Family?
No. Okay. This person wasn't a regular, but they would turn up occasionally.
All right.
I would almost guess, I can't think of her last name now, Margaret. This is a Wicked Witch
Hamilton?
Of the West. Thank you.
You're right.
Very much.
Really?
Kira's on fire.
You're killing me today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
All right. Moving along to something.
Well, she's going to
even more difficult.
Toss us a sports sports question, and
yes,
rock and roll sports is coming.
Okay, well, let's move along to the
Tennessee Titans.
Our periodic table questions. Then. All right, so these are the language origins of some of the element names. Okay, on the periodic table, these are the language origins of the some of the elements in the periodic table. Okay, I have five. Number one is ancient Greek for "I bring forth acid." Number one is ancient Greek for "I bring forth acid." So I'm looking for the various elements that those are the name origins of. Number two, from Latin for bitter salt. Number three, from Old German for holy metal. Number four, from ancient Greek for stench. And number five, from ancient Greek for light bearer. So, again, these are language origins of some of the element names. Number one, Greek for "I bring forth acid." Number two, from Latin for bitter salt. Number three, from Old German for holy metal. Number four, from ancient Greek for stench. And number five, from ancient Greek for light bearer. I'll give you each one guess.
Well, since you're since you've got like nine answers already tonight, and I don't know any of these, I'm going to go with the ancient Greek stench. Could that be sulfur?
That's a very logical guess, but no.
Oh, I'm so glad you went for that, because that was exactly what I was going to say. Now I didn't have to.
That was the one that made sense. All right.
Hmm.
Your turn.
Light bearer is probably named after a light-bearing god. That would be my guess, or like rainbow or something. But I can't think of who the light bearer might be, so I'm just going to say Mercury.
No.
Okay.
All right. So once more, the language origins of some of the element names on the periodic table. Number one, from ancient Greek for "I bring forth acid." Number two, from Latin for "bitter salt." Number three, from Old German for "holy metal." Number four, from Greek, ancient Greek for "stench." Number five, from ancient Greek for "light bearer."
And are these well-known elements?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So these aren't the obscure ones.
No.
All right.
No.
Wow.
No. It's the ones you have heard of and you use every day.
They're in my kitchen cabinet.
Could be.
Yeah.
Some of them.
All right.
And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Answers, questions? Stench is sulfur, maybe.
It is not sulfur.
Holy metal is gold?
It is not.
Bitter salt, is basalt is a thing?
It is not. But they're not.
Okay. Well, I don't know all my elements.
That's all right.
I didn't pay a lot of attention. I don't know much about history either. Okay. Well, you asked earlier, your call, do they only give out the toll-free number? Yes. They only give out the toll-free number. So you did ask that question. So I'd like to get that one. Thank you.
There you go.
Excellent.
Yeah, but it's money. I called on the 415 number. Here's my question.
Yes.
You guys make the KALW, but how closely do you listen? There are four regular shows on KALW with the husband and wife thing. Two of them have the husband and wife as the principals, and the other two have the husbands sometimes having their wives on their show. What are these four
shows?
What
is that jobs program?
Yeah, with Marty Nemko
and Barbara.
Yes, and Barbara Nemko, yes.
Okay.
Right.
That's the part-timer.
What's the name of that show?
Work with Marty Nemko.
Work with Marty Nemko.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so there are three more that have husband and wife?
Husband and wife. Two of them are the principals, and one of them occasionally has the wife on with the husband. Not with, but the wife contributes in a way.
So Burns and Allen, are they on?
They're still on. Yeah, whenever Gracie can make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
This is a great question.
Husband and wife.
Yeah.
Weekly programs on your station.
Well, it's not Minds
Over
Matter.
Doesn't mean I listen to every program on the station.
Minds Over Matter?
Right, because you're working, you're not listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're busy.
That's my story.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, David.
Put it over to the producer.
David, our board op, he doesn't know either.
but he has a post-it note.
He can look it up.
David, he can write it down.
David doesn't bring his wife in. Ever. No, okay.
Does Sarah Cahill ever bring a spouse?
One of them you'll never get.
Well, oh, that's a good hint.
Well, three of them I'm never getting, obviously. Are they?
The longer you draw it out, I will soon forget the answers.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't draw it out anymore then. What, tell us what they are.
Hotel or give it to the producer?
Well, it's up to you. Okay. Oh, we'll give it to the producer. Yeah. And then we'll...
Yeah, so a lot of time.
Somebody might call in, right? They
okay.
might.
Yeah, they might.
I bet Eve knows the answer.
You're the eternal optimist, I guess. Yes.
Unless it's philosophy talk, I don't know.
I will hold for Mr. Tulip.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Tulip. Yes. We'll appreciate that. And thank you very much. Okay, we'll put you on hold.
Philosophy talk's a good guess.
No, that's not a husband.
No.
Go ahead.
Is bitter salt selenium?
It is not.
Okay.
It's not... bitter salt is not something you would equate with the phrase bitter salt. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And Kira, it is your turn.
Is it chlorine?
It is not.
Okay. All right.
Or as Lori would say, no.
All right, fair enough.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you.
So this one, this is a five-part question. I don't know if you want to take notes on this, but I'm going to give you a description of an item. You tell me, one, the name of the item, two, the person for whom it was named, three, the battle for which this person was best known.
Battle?
Four, the piece of literature most famously inspired by that person. And five, the person who wrote the aforementioned literary piece. So here is your item, and I want five pieces of information for it.
I'm tired already.
A knitted jacket that fastens with buttons.
Oh, that's a cardigan?
It is a cardigan.
From Lord Cardigan, and that's referring to Lord Cardigan was one of the British commanders at the Balaclava, the Battle of the Light
Balaclava.
Brigade.
Uh-huh. 54.
The Crimean War.
Yep. And you have the charge of the Light Brigade, so...
Right.
And by the way, his name is Major General Thomas, James Thomas Brudenell, right. 7th Earl of Cardigan. So I just need to know who wrote the famous piece of literature
Tennyson.
To that. There we go.
Ooh. And there's more, huh?
No, that was it.
Oh, that was it.
Five pieces. Sure.
Okay. I thought there were going to be five different pieces of clothing.
Alfred Lord Tennyson. Yeah.
No, just five pieces of information.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I think I have an answer for the first question about the Russian soldier, the female.
Please.
Was she a sniper?
She was one of the most prolific snipers ever to exist. 309 confirmed kills.
Wow.
Yeah, in the Red Army. Yeah, absolutely right.
And I have a guess for bitter salt. That wouldn't be potassium, is it?
It is not potassium.
Oh well. All right. Well, thanks. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Lori.
All right. I have a question. It's a good time for this question as we get far into 2019, because this is a 2018 question. Marion,
and why is it a good time for this question?
Because it's going to get – it won't make sense like in August or October.
Right.
I'm looking for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Year. Now, what they do for the Word of the Year, they look for words that have been looked up with much more frequency in a year. So they're not looking for an unusual coinage. This is a regular everyday word that had a 74% uptick in looking up in 2018. I have a different question after that.
Yeah, it's one of the – it's like collusion or some such thing. Is it collusion?
It's not collusion.
But it's similar to collusion.
But some such thing.
Yeah.
It's in the –
Yeah. It's in that genre.
It's in that genre.
Okay.
Yeah, of a word that would be looked up because it's, say, in the news or political. Yeah. But they keep track now because everybody looks up online of how much individual words or phrases with that word in it. And this one hit a big uptick in 2018.
Is it a word?
Makes sense.
Is it a word that is in a federal document, like, say, Bill of Rights or Constitution?
I'm going to say almost for sure it is.
Okay.
But it's not like when in the course of human events. It would have to be, I
like
think.
Like maybe part of an amendment or...
Yes, yeah, okay. I would say that. It's a familiar word like that.
If you give us the first letter, will that give it away?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. How many syllables in it?
I think we can say it's only 725. No, yeah.
All right.
Think of words that would have been looked up a lot.
But also that would be given away by its first letter? That seems odd.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just not telling.
Oh, you're
not
just not saying.
I'm not saying it would or wouldn't.
So it's not like
don't
X.
misread that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Is it related?
It eliminates a bunch of words.
Don't
if I tell
give
you
me clues that
letter.
Aren't there, sir.
Is it related to our current president in any way?
In some ways, it is.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Stephen and Sherry from Berkeley.
Hi, David. Hi, Sherry.
Stephen,
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. And Dana, we completely agree with your assessment about traffic. There should be Super Bowl every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I wish.
So a previous caller got the sniper answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe the light bearer element is phosphorus.
You are absolutely correct.
Nice. That's very the good. First one we've gotten, right?
Yes.
And by we, I mean Stephen.
Yes.
Okay. Great show.
Thank you very much. All right. Let me see here. Just to remind you, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace from Diablo Valley College, newly hired teacher Lori Fisher, newly back to
back
retirement
to
meant nothing. You
well,
came
it meant
back
something.
And he's teaching again.
Yeah.
And
public demand.
Public demand, was that it?
That was not it.
Your wife demanded you get out of the house. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. Okay. Let's see. Where can I ask you here? All right. According to Business Insider, which is a great site, I mean a great source for a lot of things, these are the 10 most popular walk-in stores in the United States. By walk-in, they are you know, privately held and are not related to the federal government, and they give you some good or service. So according to Business Insider, these are the 10 most popular walk-in stores in the United States, and they could be part of a chain.
And can they be a restaurant or not?
They could.
Okay.
All right. Well, in that case, McDonald's.
McDonald's is number one. Yes.
And then could they also count things like the U.S. Postal Service?
No.
Okay.
So how about Home Depot?
Home Depot is not in the top 10.
Oh.
That's really good.
Right. There's going to be at least one or two more restaurants, don't you
Probably,
think?
Probably. Yeah. Like Burger King. Burger King?
All right. Burger King. That is correct.
You're going to clean up on the fast food here.
You
want to tell us how many are restaurants or not?
I think probably Taco Bell is on there then, too, or KFC. Taco Bell and
or
KFC?
Or Jack in the Box.
No Jack in the Box, no KFC, but Taco Bell is on there. So we've gotten rid of all the restaurants now. Almost all. So we have McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Burger King. So once more, according to Business Insider, these are the 10 most popular walk-in stores in the United States. So I'll give you one more guess.
How about Macy's?
Not Macy's.
Oh. But there has to be a department store or something that's in every shopping center, don't there?
I don't know. No? I mean, there's something like Claire's Boutique, which is like where most people get their ears pierced. And they're in 95% of malls, which is
really?
An odd statistic I happened to look up the other day. But I can't imagine that they'd be on this list. Claire's. Is Claire's on the list?
No.
Okay.
I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, well.
Of course, I don't have my ears pierced. So,
they'd have to get more business. They'd have to have hundreds of people, like Michael's Crafts or something like that.
Yes,
might be one.
At least hundreds of people.
Yeah.
every day.
Well, that's the thing. Department stores aren't super busy anymore.
I guess not.
Okay, once more, according to Business Insider, these are the 10 most popular walk-in stores in the United States. So they provide some sort of service or product, and they are not government-related. So far we have McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Burger King.
How about CVS?
Oh, yes. Super good.
CVS.
And there's one.
Which means Walgreens. Probably. Yeah.
Walgreens?
Yes. Okay. All right, that's it.
So we have five, right?
Yes.
Restaurant. Okay.
You have five.
All right.
Okay. And the numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Bill in Daly City.
Hi, Bill.
I had phosphorus. As far as another element etymology, I bring forth acid. Is that oxygen?
It is oxygen. Very good.
That's a surprise.
Okay. And the word of the year, would that be emoluments?
It's a really good guess, but no. It's a more it's a more common word than emoluments.
Oh, okay. And then walk-in stores, would Walmart and Costco count?
Costco is not on the list, but of course Walmart is.
Very good. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
Got scooped on phosphorus like the previous caller also did, but I think that German for holy metal is probably tungsten.
It is not.
Oh, okay. Walk-in stores, 7-Eleven?
No.
Yeah, that's really good.
Piggly Wiggly.
No. If you go to Europe, 7-Eleven is basically on every other corner.
Yeah.
You'll see a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
But in the United States, no.
Okay. No bells for me this week. I do have a history question for you guys.
Okay.
Something I read I thought was cool. In the year 525 A.D., a Christian emperor named Caleb, K-A-L-E-B, invaded a kingdom called Himyar, H-I-M-Y-A-R. He did this because the king of Himyar, whose name was Dunuas, D-H-U-N-U-W-A-S, had committed atrocities against Christians. So two questions. One, what was Caleb the emperor of? And two, what religion did Dunuas and the Himyarites follow? 525 A.D.
So, 525 A.D., that predates Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And so, are we talking about Asia, by any chance? Or the far reaches of Europe?
We're talking about, I guess, properly speaking, we're talking about Asia Minor.
Okay. So,
well, and another continent.
Yeah, would it be like northern Africa, maybe even as far down as Ethiopia?
So Caleb was, in fact, the emperor of Ethiopia, which is one of the oldest Christian countries in the world,
right?
If not the oldest.
And
so he invaded Himyar, who followed a different religion.
Himyar. So would that be...
And I'll tell you that Himyar is not in Africa. It's in what's now Yemen.
Oh,
so Jewish?
They were Jewish.
Ah, very good.
Wow.
They had founded a Jewish kingdom.
Wow.
Good guessing. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good question.
Bye.
Fun words.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Eileen in San Francisco.
Hi,
Eileen. Is it titanium for metal, the holy metal?
It is not titanium.
Platinum?
It is not platinum.
Okay, I think I have the wrong suffix. Or never mind. What about Best Buy for the walk-in stores?
No, believe it or not. I was a little surprised at that myself, but no.
Starbucks?
Yes, Starbucks.
Of course.
Not surprisingly.
And I also have Safeway?
Not Safeway.
Wow.
A different grocery store. Okay, and then the word of the year, could that be impeach?
It's not impeach. That's a really good guess.
How about collusion?
Not collusion.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're circling around it.
All right. Let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira?
I don't believe I have any.
Oh, okay. Lori?
I am looking for the other best male actor Oscar for somebody who played a popular singer and performer. We have Jamie Foxx, and we got the two politicians, Daniel Day-Lewis and Sean Penn. We're looking for one more performer. And Merriam-Webster's word of the year for 2018 was this common word that had an increase of 74% more lookups in 2018 than any previous year. What is it?
Are we counting Murray Abraham for Amadeus?
We're not.
Okay, because we should, because he was
I have a whole other list.
That's
of
a good point.
I have classical artists, but this was it's popular music of the time and specifically a singer. And I don't think F. Murray Abraham, I don't think Salieri sang much in his era. So there's another list of classical people. That's for next week.
Okay.
All right. Was that it for you?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. So according to Business Insider, these are the 10 most popular walk-in stores in the United States. By walk-in, they're not affiliated with the government, and it provides some good or service. So far, we have McDonald's, Walmart, Walgreens, Starbucks, CVS, Taco Bell, and Burger King.
Well, there must be a grocery store, so...
I don't know that there must be.
No?
No, you know why there might not be a grocery store is just is because grocery stores tend to be...
like regional.
Regional.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get the same...
Yeah, these others are all national chains.
Yeah.
That's true.
But what about Subway?
Subway is correct.
Okay. Oh.
Yes.
I thought we were done with restaurants.
You said one more.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, and these are the language origins of some of the element names. The ones we have left are from Latin, Latin is ancient, I'll just say ancient Latin, from Latin for bitter salt, from Old German for holy metal, and from ancient Greek for stench. The ones that people have gotten are Greek for light bearer, and that was phosphorus, and Greek for I bring forth acid, that is oxygen, or that was oxygen. And, okay. Akira, I think it's your turn.
Okie doke. So, last year, the fifth woman ever to be nominated for Best Director Oscar competed against the fifth black man to ever be nominated for a Best Director Oscar. As of this year, a sixth man has been nominated. Six African-American man has been nominated. Mm-hmm. Name these 10 Oscar nominees and one Oscar winner.
So 10 women and 10...
No, it's a total of 10, or 11, I guess. There's 10 nominees did not win, one nominee who did win. So 11 people total, and they will either be a lady... or an African-American man. I think African-American is right. I think they are all American. Yes. Okay.
So Spike Lee is this year. He should
that
be
is correct.
And I'll get one more. How about Jordan Peele? He
yes.
was last year.
He was last year.
So maybe I missed something on that question, and it's probably my fault. Read the question once more, if you
want. Oh, sure. Well, basically, there are five women who have ever been nominated for Best Director,
okay.
And there, as of this year, are six African-American men who have been nominated for Best Director.
Okay.
Of these 11 people, one of them won. I want you to name all 11 and let me know which one won.
Okay. I don't think any African-American woman has ever...
That is correct.
...won. So,
or been nominated.
Or been nominated. So there.
Yeah.
And, okay. I think.
Was the woman who directed Wonder Woman, was she nominated last year?
She was not.
She's not.
Not.
No. Okay.
And, well, that's the... Is it, oh, the young, he was very young at the time. In fact, he was one of the youngest directors ever nominated. The one who did, was it Straight Outta Compton? Not Straight Outta Compton, or, oh gosh, what was his name? I'll think of it in a second. Okay, let me work on that a little bit.
Sure.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, let me turn you down.
People have been trying that.
Just had some
we've been turned on by experts.
Yes.
I listen to KALW too much, so I think I have a husband and wife team.
Oh, good, yes.
From To the Best of Our Knowledge, Anne Steinshams and Steve Paulson.
Excellent.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay, that's it.
That's it. Okay,
excellent.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hello, yes.
You have to turn down your radio, please.
My radio?
Or whatever you're listening to us on.
Okay, yeah, all right. Let me back off here, perhaps. I'm hoping you can enlighten me a little bit on, I think it comes from a movie in the 40s. I'm going to guess Treasure Sierra Madre, but a particular line that was said, I think was from that film, I'm uncertain, called Batches. We don't need no stinking batches.
Yeah, right, that's Treasure of Sierra Madre.
Yeah, that's in the 50s, right?
No, it's 1948. 48? That's Alfonso Bedoya, played Gold Hat, who said that. So, yeah.
Thank you so kindly. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
It's a library service. Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. And Lori, it's your turn.
All right. Hold on, Dana. This is going to be our one Super Bowl-ish question. You'll take a break there, but Carol will eat this one up. Okay. So today was the Super Bowl, and as you know, the NFL, the team names, they're pretty much divided into team mascots that are people, like Patriots or 49ers or animals. There's only been four Super Bowl games out of 53 in which an animal team has played an animal team. I'm looking for those four. So if this were baseball, it would be like the Tigers were playing the Orioles, but I don't want to give you any clues there. So think football teams that are animals, like the Rams would be one.
Okay? Right.
But the Rams have not played another animal team in the Super Bowl. So get on your best thinking hats here. It's a little sportsy, a little animal-y.
Did the Dolphins ever play the Bears in the Super Bowl? No, they were both 80s teams, but I don't think they played each other. And
that's
the 40,
a great guess.
But the 49ers played like everyone in the 80s. Yes.
Yeah, so the 49ers aren't in this list here.
Yeah, because they were not an animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about the Bears?
The Bears are one of the teams.
Right, guess, but who'd they play?
Yeah, who'd they play? Guess another famous team. See, you're on top of this.
The Gazelles.
No. I don't think they played the Eagles. They don't...
I'll give you.
Well, the Bengals were pretty good in the '80s. Did they ever play the Bengals?
They did not in the Super Bowl.
All right.
Yeah, the Bengals. This is good. Kira knows this.
That was that.
Yeah, but I don't remember who's AFC and who's NFC. I'm probably making very terrible pairings.
If this is a little bit of a hint, they're all from 1999 on. So this is pretty recent.
Yeah.
The Bengals.
Cincinnati.
I thought that was. Walk like an Egyptian.
Yeah. Bengals like the Tigers.
I thought no rock and roll questions.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
So we're looking for Super Bowls in which both team names are animals, and the Bears are one of them. I just don't know who they played yet.
I know the Jaguars were in a Super Bowl fairly recently.
They were.
Who did they play?
They did not play.
Could not.
They did not play. I'll tell you.
She doesn't say the Jaguars. She says the Jags.
I know.
Sorry.
This is her night. She's running the table.
No, because I'm not getting anything.
That's
so.
Not too familiar.
Hold on. Baltimore Ravens were definitely in the Super Bowl within the past 20 years.
Yeah.
Now, who did they play?
They played a non-animal team.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Leave it out.
Our post-Super Bowl crowd will be calling in now. They're flocking. I think so.
Flocking.
Yeah. Okay. Flocking.
Because
the Ravens. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. That's what everybody says.
I have to turn down my radio. Okay, what about halogen for the holy metal?
Oh, that's good.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Halogen is the holy metal?
It is not.
That's so good.
Oh, that should be.
It should be, because I think holy is like heilig, so.
Yeah.
And you got the halo going on there, too.
Yeah.
Right?
It's old German. We should have it.
No, I know. Okay, what about the most Googled word? Would it be fascist or anti-fascist?
It was neither.
Oh, Antifa, right.
Yeah, Antifa. Well, Antifa would be more like a newish word, but this is a regular, traditional
old-fashioned
word. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, just to break us out of our Bay Area bubble here.
Go ahead.
For the most visited businesses, what about the Bass Pro Shop or Sam's Club?
Well, Sam's Club is a perfectly good guess, but no.
And not the Bass.
Not the Bass Pro Shop.
Wow.
I've been in there in weeks.
Okay. I'm all done.
Thank you. And, okay. Let me give you a question here. Let's see. What was the first, you know, it's common knowledge, at least the nerds that I pal around with, that the men played female roles in Shakespeare. Okay. At least for the first couple of hundred years. At least, what was the first Shakespeare female lead role that was actually played by a woman?
Would it be the Taming of the Shrew?
That's a good guess, but no. Bianca. What was the first Shakespeare female lead role that was actually played by a woman?
And would this have been an, I don't even know how you'd know, unless it was like at the Globe or in London or
is it? It was it's documented, let's put it that way. 1759 is the year.
Well, for some reason, a little bit of Lady Macbeth came up. So that's going to be my guess.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
And not the Shrew, not Kate.
Oh, how about one of the daughters in King Lear, do you think?
If he says yes, I can give you the names.
Well,
I don't know why they didn't have one.
Don't waste your time.
Cordelia.
Yeah, okay, Cordelia is the only one I can remember.
Nope.
All right, then I'm going out on a limb here with Juliet.
No.
Okay.
Ophelia.
No.
Okay.
So again, what was the first Shakespeare female lead role that was ever played by a woman?
So somebody like Ophelia isn't even a lead, but this is a real lead, right? Like a starring role.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
So Juliet, Lady Macbeth, Cleopatra. This is a good one to leave out.
All right.
Yeah. I can name some others, but Timon of Athens I always like to throw in there.
And, okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Harry Shearer and Judith Owen.
Oh, is that right? Very good.
Absolutely.
What's the show?
Le Show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is she a regular or does she come on sometimes?
No, she comes on sometimes. She's a singer.
Okay.
But it's not a locally produced show.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Was that part of the...
Wasn't the question KLW produced shows?
That wasn't.
Oh,
no,
David
no.
No,
no just, that was just on KLW, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh.
Good job.
All right.
Good job.
Okay. How about Indict or Injunction?
No, neither one, but we're getting really close.
Okay. Impeach?
Nope.
Too bad. How about Target?
Target is correct for a walk-in
excellent.
Store.
Very nice.
Good job.
Woohoo! Two dings.
There you go.
I think that's all I got that hasn't been answered.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And there's only one left on the list. I will say that. So according to the Business Insider, these are the 10 most popular walk-in stores in the United States. McDonald's, Walmart, Subway, Walgreens, Starbucks, CVS, Target, Taco Bell, and Burger King. There's one left.
So was Penelope Spheris, was she nominated for an Academy Award?
No.
Okay. Who's the woman? It won the Best Picture. It was a low-budget film. It was about Iraq, about blowing people up.
She won it over her ex-husband, James Cameron.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or,
he threatened to send her a car with no brakes.
The Hurt Locker.
That's right. The Hurt Locker. So it's the director of The Hurt Locker.
Is that Catherine Hardwick? No.
Got Catherine.
Oh, Catherine Bigelow.
There it is.
There you go.
She's the winner. That is correct.
She's the one winner.
The one winner of this list of 11 people.
Was there anybody on this list who's pre the year 2000?
Mm-hmm.
Did Gordon?
Three
Gordon,
people, including
Gordon Parks,
who?
Gordon Parks get nominated for the Learning Tree 1,000 years ago?
That's a good question.
Gordon Parks. No?
I don't know. No, I don't know. Don't think so.
She said no.
All right. David's busy for the moment, so Kira, you
We should know this.
Okay. Here's a quick question. Schuss, a little man on skis who was the very first Olympic mascot, albeit unofficially, was designed in a single evening in 1967 in preparation for games in what city? So the very first Olympic mascot, albeit an unofficial one, was designed for the games in what city, and the fact that he is a man on skis should tell you
how about
whether
Salzburg.
It was winter or summer. No,
it sounds kind of German.
It does. Yeah. It's very good that you pick up
Salzburg
on that.
Was in
Innsbruck.
Innsbruck.
No, not Innsbruck.
Was it in Europe?
It was in Europe, yes.
Oslo?
No.
It must be Winter Olympics, right?
It is Winter Olympics, yeah.
All right, so who else is at the Winter Olympics?
Grenoble?
It is Grenoble.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Nice. Right.
And let's go to a call, David. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Tom on the West Coast.
Hi, Tom. You move around a lot.
I have varying names for where I'm at, but I'm always in the same place.
Oh, okay.
How about Family Dollar? Last of the stores?
You have Dollar Tree? Yes, there you go. Dollar Tree. That is the last one. Very good.
It was either that or...
We're in the table.
Yeah.
I suppose Photomat's not a walk-in, really.
Not anymore. I don't think Photomat even exists anymore, does it?
I don't think so.
Sure. It'd probably be a bad business investment. Yeah, though, I don't know. Vinyl came back, so who knows?
Mm.
Let's see. The directors. How about Jane Campion?
Yes. June Campion, right? I thought it was Jane. Okay, my bad. Mm. Anyway, 94, The Piano, yep.
Yeah, The Piano. Sofia Coppola?
Yes, 2004.
Lost in Translation?
Yep.
Right. John Singleton for Boys in the Hood?
That's
yes,
the one I was
1991.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Barry Jenkins, I think, for Moonlight.
That is correct, 2016.
Last year. And it took a while. Did Sidney Poitier ever... Not that he got nominated. Okay. That's what I've got for that. Is the number one word of the year, is that perjury?
Not perjury. But
treason?
We're not treason, but we're getting really close.
I don't know. Peppermint? I don't know. Latin for bitter salt, is that lithium?
It is not.
Okay. I think that's all I have, unless Gandhi happened to be a singer. But I don't think.
Nope.
He sang, but he wasn't popular.
Okay, I guess the only sense it is Super Bowl Sunday. I'll ask, at what sporting event have the most spectators died at the United States? At a single sporting event.
At a one-time event, like... Would have been
At a one-time event.
Did the Indianapolis 500 have an event where people were run into in the stands by a car?
I don't think the Indy 500 has, but okay. I know numerous others have.
How many people died?
22.
Oh.
It sounds like a stampede. Was it a trampling?
It was not a trampling.
Was it at an air show where a plane crashed?
No.
Did the stands collapse?
Kind of.
Or an earthquake or something?
So it's not a circus. No, they had a famous fire.
The stands collapsed, but they weren't stands.
But it's a sporting event.
That you've all heard of.
You said they're stands, but they weren't stands. Or the stands collapsed,
right.
It wasn't stands. So what does that mean? It seems extraordinarily clueful.
Yeah,
they weren't stands.
Yeah, it's probably I hadn't heard of this happening at the event, though I have definitely heard of the event.
Is it one of those events where there's like 400,000 people kind of event?
Like no.
Okay, so it's not the Kentucky Derby.
No, I think there were 10,000 seats and 20,000 spectators, roughly.
So did something involved in the sport crash into the stands, or
no.
Was it earthquake related?
No.
Okay.
I think we need a hint. With just a few minutes to go.
Took place in 1900 on Thanksgiving Day.
Sporting event 1900
in San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
That's interesting.
Oh, so was it? Okay.
The event is not usually in San Francisco.
Is it still?
And the event still goes on today.
Is it an annual event, or does it happen all the time? Like
annual
baseball
event.
Games? Annual event. Sporting event.
Huh.
Is it a football game?
It is.
Was it a college game?
Oh, the Rose
Bowl?
Rose Bowl? Mm.
No.
But a bowl game?
On Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, who plays on Thanksgiving?
Oh, Army-Navy plays on Thanksgiving Day. They used to.
But that's not it.
Okay.
Around then. Oh, you're all around it. Famous Bay Area college football game.
Stanford Cal?
Yep.
The big game.
Yeah, they played it out of field in San Francisco, right around where you're at now. And people were on top of the roof of the Pacific Glass and Ironworks, and the roof collapsed.
Ooh, wow.
Oh.
That is right by here. Is that
yeah, I think so.
Wow. Yeah, from where it used to be, it was somewhere on 16th and Folsom in that area.
Oh. Huh. I had not heard that either.
Yeah. No, I was looking at stuff about the big game and happened to come across an article about that. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hey, Thomas.
The Oscar list of 11 people.
Please.
Is Lena Wertmüller on that?
She's the first one, 1977, for Seven Beauties.
Okay, nice. And then what about this singing guy that's an actor?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Jimmy Cagney?
It is, for playing George Ann Cohan in 1942. I'm so glad you got that, Thomas.
Yeah, I get old stuff. and I'm going to guess on the Shakespeare woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Rosalind?
It is not.
Okay, I got two bells. I'm happy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. So are there any more, are there any more actresses who played singers, or is that all?
Those we got a previous week, and all the winners we've gotten, the politicians and the male and female singers, so we have them all.
Oh, okay. So you got Barbara Streisand for Fanny Bryce, then.
She did. She did win.
Okay.
No, yeah, I asked that a previous week. Very good.
Sorry, I didn't hear. Thank you.
That's okay.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nancy from Berkeley, and somebody got all my answers.
Oh,
Target.
Sorry.
Anyways, was it the Cardinals that played the Bears?
The Cardinals did not play the Bears, but somebody else did who was an animal.
I don't know it.
Okay. It's a very equine kind of animal. I'm giving
equine hints
now.
Like a horse? Donkey?
Not the donkeys.
That'd be good.
The Indianapolis Donkeys.
I thought I had another answer, but no, I can't. Oh, the woman who directed Lady Bird.
Yes, that is correct. Do you remember her name? Or does anyone here want to give her an assist? Because she's right. 2017.
Such a great
Temple,
movie.
No. What's her name?
It's embarrassing. We don't know.
No.
Well,
she's terrific.
Well, maybe Dana can give you half a bell. Because you are correct. Her name is Greta Gerwig.
Oh, of course. I should know that. Greta.
Another young woman.
Or young Greta.
Young Greta.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So that makes it the Broncos. It was Broncos Bears, right?
No.
No?
No.
What?
No.
All right.
Colts?
One more call.
Colts.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Dave from Oakland.
I did.
The word looked up the most, is it justice?
That is correct.
Justice. Yay.
Justice had a 74% uptick in racial justice, social justice, criminal justice, obstruction of justice. Very good. Thank you.
Or injustice.
Or injustice, yeah. The Justice Department, yes.
Great. Right.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
All right. Okay, time to clean up. Kira.
All right. The two directors that we didn't get were Lee Daniels for Precious in 2009 and Steve McQueen, 12 Years a Slave, 2013. And I can't, actually, he's British, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. I think so. Yes. And Lori.
Our Super Bowl teams, the Bears played the Colts, and then the Broncos were in three Super Bowls. The Broncos played the Falcons, the Broncos played the Seahawks, and the Broncos played the Panthers. So those are the four animal versus animals.
Okay.
The only sports question.
The first Shakespeare lead role, female lead role that was actually played by a woman in 1759, that was Cleopatra.
It was
Cleopatra, yes, as in Anthony Ann. Let's see, language origins of the element names, the one somebody got from Latin for bitter salt, that's aluminum. From Old German for holy metal, that is iron. And from Greek for stench, that is bromine. So, if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We certainly look forward to you joining us again next Sunday. My thanks to our panel technical editor Kira Pace, and of course Laurie Fisher from Dabo Valley College, and David Latulipe, who handed the board and phones tonight. My great thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call in. This is Dana Rodriguez saying have a great week, and please join us next Sunday at 7 p.m.
Bye. One further answer for our panel on the media with Brooke Gladstone and Bob Garfield. We are on KLW.
I didn't know they were married. So.
They are indeed. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. All right.
Thanks, David.
All right, cheers.
Bye-bye. Gotta be this or that. If it ain't this.